bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope your past week and a half was fantastic. Mine was exhausting, and it has still been exhausting. I have just been, like, trying to find a new job, of course, as most people are doing, I swear to God. Always stressing about, like, life and work, relationships, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, so this week's episode, I was supposed to have a guest on, but on Saturday, this person decided not to answer me. It was on this person's birthday that was supposed to come on his birthday because he picked that birthday. I just got a message today saying sorry, this person was unavailable all day. So that pissed me off. I'm still pretty annoyed because I literally like rushed through my day to make sure I was home on time, had the place all set up, all that good stuff, and then they decide not to answer me, so that's super cool. Like, people, do not make plans with someone if you know you're not going to make it, or you think you might not make it because you're gonna be busy, or you're drinking that night, or the day before. Do not make plans with somebody if you're, like, 90% sure you're not gonna make it. And that rolls on to my past week. As many of you might remember, in a previous episode a while ago, it was called Mixing Business with Pleasure, and I had said that I may meet up with this person again and, like, fuck again. So, yes, we did. It happened again. It was a good old time. It was fun. Much better than the first time, that's for sure. But I swear it's only when, like, he's drinking, which is also kind of annoying because I hate those type of people that only want to hang out with you or talk to you when they're drunk. It's like, sometimes you think it's like that saying, it's, drunk words are sober thoughts. Sometimes this is what makes me believe that, because the shit these people say when they hang out with you or talk to you when they're drinking, but then they act like a totally different person when they're not. Because when I was over there, of course, this said guy says, oh, I've been so into you for so long. But then I'm like, well then, why didn't you do anything about it? What do I get for a response? Fuck all. Fuck all I get for a response. So, just highly agitated about that situation and then this situation, because that one person who I hung out with and fucked, he was like, oh, we're gonna hang out tomorrow. We're gonna hang out Saturday. What are you doing tomorrow night? What are you doing at lunchtime? Going on and on and on and on. And I was like, okay, you messaged me first because I messaged you. He's like, no, but I told you to come over. But I messaged you first. I don't give a fuck that you said come over first. I messaged you first. I said, you message me first, and then we'll hang out. He's like, yeah, for sure, okay. Then when I'm leaving, opens the door again. He's like, remember, you're coming back here again. I was like, for sure. You message me first. So that weekend passed, because it was like a Thursday. So Friday came, I worked. Then it was Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, yep, no messages. Okay, for sure. And then the whole week passes. And then just yesterday, I messaged him being like, drinks. And then he was already partying or whatever. I'm not going to go too in deep for that. I did not end up going over. But it's still the fact, like a week and a half later, I messaged first still when this person had said they were going to message me because they were so into me. And we're going to hang out. Oh my God, we're going to hang out. Blah, 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 blah. It was so great. It was awesome. Really? Was it that awesome? I think not. If you're not even willing to message me. Like, you motherfuckers, all of you guys out there, and girls, if you do this, if you're saying this shit to a person and you don't want absolutely anything and you have some serious commitment issues, all that kind of shit, don't mind fuck the person you're talking to. Because saying shit like that, I'm so into you, we're gonna hang out, oh my god, what are you doing this day? Let's do this, da 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 da. That fucks with someone's mind, even if you just say, I don't want anything from you. Then don't say that to somebody at all. That still leads that person on. You may have said, I don't want anything, but then you're saying the total opposite. That's mind fucks people, like gaslighting motherfuckers. Stop that. Honest to God. I don't do that shit. If I'm just fucking the fuck, I'm just fucking the fuck. I'm not saying, let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. I really like you. No, it's like, you're hot. Okay, let's fuck. Like, straightforward, and that is it. As you can tell, I'm clearly annoyed about that situation and this current one. Yeah, because I really want to have this guest on for this coming week's podcast because this person's very well known in this city, and it would have been a great episode. Lots of people would have listened to it, but no, I guess not. Yeah, so at least I'm getting a table though at the Saskatchewan podcast conference that's coming up October 14th to 16th. And then I had said that I would be on a panel, so they'll ask you like questions, and then I'm gonna do a live episode. I was debating on getting a guest for that episode, but it's like, with my luck, they're not gonna answer, or they're gonna cancel or something. And for a live episode, I do not need to deal with somebody fucking canceling on me or forgetting or being too busy when they said yes, I will come on the podcast. So fucking frustrating. But yeah, this episode definitely was going to be short because I don't have too much to say other than that I fucked that guy again that I said I was probably going to, and I did. And yeah. I'm just over people's bullshit. At the point that I'm like, okay, do I need to do a season two finale? Because I, for one, don't have much to talk about right now, which kind of sucks, but because I'm not really doing anything. And people just like to cancel on me. So that's cool. But make sure you hit like on this video on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube, as well as follow all of my social media accounts, as you can see if you're looking at the video. What else do I have to tell y'all? I've applied to a ton of jobs. I'm trying to get a remote job because I want to go move to Ontario. Like, I want to go move to in the Toronto area, either in Toronto or around there. I was debating on BC too, but what I kind of want to do with my life, I can't really do in BC area. I'd rather go to Ontario where the weather is, well, way nicer than Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's just fucking shit. And if I go to BC, yeah, there's like mountains and shit, but I don't want to deal with all the crappy, rainy, gloomy ass weather. I need some sun. I need warm weather. I wish I could go move to California, but that ain't happening just yet. But all my apps, I am back on the market on Tinder and Hinge, back in the LA West Hollywood area radius. And I have been talking to a few guys on there. Super nice. Have not FaceTimed anybody yet, but I do have, I think, a couple of theirs. Well, for sure, one of their phone numbers. Texting them a little bit, and I've got the one listening to my podcast now. He'll get to know me very, very quickly, very easily. Okay, so I'm recording this portion a little bit later. I had thought about what I recorded the other day, and I was like, wow, I complained and bitched a lot. Lots of negativity. It was a rough weekend, to say the least. And then this week with work, just not being in the greatest mindset, but today work was a lot better with training and stuff we had. So I'm a little bit happier today. But what made me even more happier is that I finally got my new
decal for my car, which I'm going to show you on camera. So if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify, click on Spotify so you can see the video. And then I got also my business cards for my podcast. Because like I had said in a different episode that I'm going to be at that Saskatchewan podcast conference. That's October 14th to 16th. So I wanted to make sure I had some business cards. I'm waiting for some stickers to come in the mail so I can give free stickers out to people there. And yeah, so I'm going to just turn off this background. I have a virtual background so I can show you the decal and the business card. As you can see, if you're watching this video right now, I am literally sitting in my bed in my pajamas. So here is my new car decal. I am so excited. It's nice and big, and I have it all so you can see, like, listen on this and that. And then I also have so you can scan in this area here, and then you can bring up my link tree. So I have all my other social media accounts attached to it. So that is my new car decal. I got to put it on my vehicle either tonight or tomorrow, depending on what it's like outside. I might put it on tonight. But yeah, I'm excited. It's massive. So that's good. And this is what my business cards look like. They are so cute. And they're like glossy finish. So there is my business card. Got a little picture of me on it. And then I also have my email on there. It's lights are reflecting horribly. But I got my email for my personal and business. So my podcast one. And then I also have a scan me little QR code as well. Yeah, so I'm excited for the podcast conference. I still would like to have a guest on it, but we'll see. It's like really hard to want to have a guest on the podcast when people either don't follow through with their plans or they just like cancel, bail. And with my luck, everybody always likes to bail on me or cancel on me. So that's super cool. But yeah, so looking forward to that. I just got to figure out a topic mainly. Not too sure. If anybody has ideas of a topic I should talk about live in front of people, shoot me a message on Instagram or something, or email me like, yeah, you should discuss this, or hey, I want to come on the podcast. But yeah, that's what I was going to add to this podcast episode, because I thought it was pretty cool that I finally got these now. Excited! I'm going to give them out to everybody. You go to the gym, be like, here, take my card. Here, take my card. Look at my card. Here, listen to the podcast. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of all I got for a quick little roundup for this week's episode, because motherfuckers like to cancel. Motherfuckers don't like to continue with plans and just don't answer. Yeah. So hope you guys have a fantastic week. I will keep you all updated if anything happens. If I decide that I'm going to do a fucking season 2 finale and go in with season 3 with a big bang, who knows? Guess we'll see. So make sure you tune into next week's episode or a little update, whatever I decide I'm going to do, in a week and a half, because you never know what tea is about to be spilled next. Actually, hold on to that minute. Hold on. Hold rewind. I forgot to mention what I just did before this episode. I was on a game show again called Get Low for the semifinals to try and go to the finals to win $1,000. The outcome, I won 2 rounds. There was 2 other girls. They also won 2 rounds. But the point of the game is to get the lowest amount of points. That's why it's called Get Low. So you could have like an action card, which is the 5 points, which you'd rather not want to have at the end. So I ended up with 31 points. Another girl had 53 and one had 14 points. So she won and gets to go to the finals to possibly win $1,000. So I said, if you're against all these guys, girl, fucking kick their asses. Which is kind of funny, but yeah. That's my update. Wish me luck on getting a new job. Hopefully I get some calls this week from all the places that I've applied. Because I would love to work from home and be happy. But yeah, that's it for now. So have a great next upcoming week and a half. And tune in to the podcast in a week and a half. Because you never know what tea is about to spill next. Bye, bitches.